Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the person who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not think they will receive anything from the Lord. They are a double-minded person, unstable in all they do. The believer in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in their low position, because they will pass away like the wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plants. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich person will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who stands firm in the face of trial, because when they have stood the test, they will receive the crown of life that God has given those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me." God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by their own evil desires they are dragged away and enticed. Then, after desire is set in, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not bring about the righteous life God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word and does not do what it says is like a man who looks at himself in the mirror. And after he looks at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the person who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what they've heard, but doing it, that person will be blessed in all they do. If anyone considers themselves to be religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on their tongue, they deceive themselves and their religion is worthless. Religion that our God and Father accepts as pure and faultless as this is to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. My brothers and sisters, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand over there or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated amongst yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? My brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you off into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you do right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For anyone who keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Don't commit murder." Now, if you don't commit adultery, but you do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. So speak and act as those who will be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who's not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if a person claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without daily food and clothes. If one of you says to him, "Hey, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God?" Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. "You foolish person, do you need evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture is fulfilled that says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend.'" You see, a person is declared righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. Likewise, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and then sent them off in another direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers and sisters, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what they say, they're a perfect person, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by such strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. The tongue also is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals and birds and reptiles and creatures of the sea have been tamed by mankind, but nobody can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse mankind who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both salt water and fresh water flow from the same spring? Can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that come from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy or selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. But the wisdom that is from above is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. What causes fights and quarrels among you? What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you don't receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think the scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud. Opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God. God will draw near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, don't slander one another. Anyone who speaks against their brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who's able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year, carry on business, and make money. Why, you don't even know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, what you ought to say is, if it is the Lord's will, we will do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag, and all such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good they ought to do and does not do it, sins. Now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because the misery that's coming upon you. Your wealth is rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver have corroded and their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on the earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who is not opposing you. Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, you'll be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Now, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. Is any one of you in trouble? You should pray. Is any one of you happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? You should call the elders of the church to pray over you and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a person just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crop. Brothers and sisters, if any of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring them back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their ways will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. James, servant of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.